Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. The tournament is in full swing and the action hasn't disappointed. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting new customers in the center of the action. Bet $1 on any tournament game, and if your team wins, you win $100. It's that simple. Pick any college basketball team that's still in the hunt for your shot at winning $100. And all it takes is a dollar bet and that team winning their next game. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code KSN when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 if the college basketball team of your choosing pulls off the win. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante along with Dustin Hawkinsmith. Dustin, it's a new week. Great weather out. Spring football going on. The tournament happening. Are you ready to talk some Penn State sports?
Yeah, all this stuff going on, and here we are, me and you, cooped up in our houses, having conversations about it. Let's not experience life, Jim. Let's just talk about it.
It doesn't get better than that, Dusty.
Sure it does. It absolutely does, Jim, and you know it.
Well, speaking of better, though, this tournament has been very good if you like upsets. Do you have a favorite upset that happened?
Yeah, I mean, I think just for Oral Roberts to beat Ohio State, I think a lot of people really enjoyed that one. And then they go out and do it again. I as I'm watching Syracuse do it again, yesterday, I don't really root for Syracuse to do it, but it's just interesting that they've taken on this role where they're at their peak in the tournament where, you know, a lot of reasonable doubts about whether they could or should get into it.
It's a 2-3 zone. It's not that complicated.
But I think you throw that in there with, you know, the nerves and emotions, and it makes teams not themselves. And I think that's what it comes down to. Sometimes in these games, just in a lot of sports playoff situations, how comfortable you are in your own skin kind of dictates how well you're going to play. And they make it uncomfortable to be in your own skin.
I'll tell you what, though, still my favorite quote from the weekend was this. Number of wins over Ohio State. Oral Roberts, 1. Jim Harbaugh, 0.
Zero. Anytime the conversation bends in that direction, I'm all for it.
Exactly. All right, let's get to it. Let's get to Penn State. And I said Penn State sports as opposed to the way I usually say Penn State football. Because we'll hit on a couple other items, Dustin, but let's do start with football and the decision on the blue-white game. I'm not even sure I should call it a blue-white game, maybe a scrimmage, maybe a practice. What was your reaction to the decision that it would be open only to the freshman Penn Staters?
I think I was more accepting of it and on board with it initially until I just thought about it some more. And it just for seniors to have not gotten the fall and then to just have no, I mean, it's not like you're talking about the Super Bowl here, but I think just one more of those like good vibe Penn State Saturdays where you can tailgate and all that stuff. And I think maybe that's the point of it. The freshmen, the first year students didn't get the opportunity in the fall, but were going to have multiple opportunities probably in the future. I don't know. I mean, it seems a little strange. I'm sure there's some kind of reasoning behind it. Like I saw one message board post, and I'll be the message board conspiracy theorist this time, but a message board post saying, you know, just exactly that the people who are not drinking age, coming and making it a more orderly and easily contained environment when you need that your first time back having anybody in Beaver Stadium, that kind of made sense to me as far as the rationale goes. Otherwise, I get it less and less as we go by.
The theory that it's a drinking issue, and I believe they also stated no tailgating, and I look at that almost as challenge accepted.
Yeah.
If you don't let them on the grounds near the stadium, they'll find grounds near their dorm. I'm not looking to give anyone any ideas, but they're going to find ways to tailgate. And I believe the decision, and where I can't blame them, is the rules are so gray. You don't know what the state will allow. You have to go through the university. I don't know if the Big Ten has any say in this. I don't understand why they couldn't even just say, okay, if we're going to open it up to the freshmen, let's open it up to all the students. You know, when you think about a typical spring game, what do they get, about 50, 60,000 typically? And I would say the majority of them are not students. Mm-hmm. So how many students would be there? But again, I think they're, when making decisions in this environment, it's the decision to skew conservative and reduce any risk of trouble. So it's hard for me to blame them too much. Dustin, yeah. I said we would talk about Penn State sports overall. Let's shift gears. Let's talk hoops. Penn State has a new coach. And Coach Shrewsberry was going to stay with his Purdue team through their tournament run, which, like many Big Ten teams, it lasted one game. So how big of an advantage is it that he would now be headed to State College? He has arrived in State College and could begin this process.
I think everybody who follows Penn State basketball was breathing a little bit of a sigh of relief. Like, this is an urgent situation to come in and diagnose what's going on, figure out if you as the next coach can salvage any portion of this number of transfers that's going, promote some healing, advertise yourself. You have to come in here and recruit the current team before you even get into the urgency of getting out and actually doing the recruiting. So I think I think people were kind of dreading the idea of a deep Purdue run where it's, you know, a week or 2 weeks before he's on campus and can get started on this job, which, you know, I think anytime you're a new hire at this time of year, it's always urgent. But Penn State is an urgent situation. I don't think anybody was very upset that Purdue lost. And I don't think that, you know, there's any kind of it's not a negative impression on Shrewsberry because they didn't coach him up right or anything. It's just get this guy here and let him get to work on figuring out what's going on here.
Exactly. And it leads me to the question of just how critical is it to bring these players back, the current players? When it first happened, Dustin, I was, oh my goodness, this is a disaster. What is it, like five or six of the top players in the rotation all saying they're entering the portal. Now, that doesn't mean they're definitely gone. They could still come back. But I was like, what in the world will we do if none of them come back? Now I'm beginning to think, you know, a lot of other schools are facing similar difficulty. So not only is it other teams are having that problem, but there's a big pool of players to bring in from the transfer portal also.
Oh, I have no questions that Shrewsberry, one way or another, is gonna have a reasonably competitive roster. I think what you would love to see is at least a couple of these guys from the current team stick around and be kind of the framework of the next team as well. I think Shrewsberry will get capable bodies from wherever. But I think it would be nice just to have a little tiny bit of continuity and some familiarity so you're not bringing in 12 new guys in your rotation. It would be nice to have a couple of these guys stick around. And we'll see. I just don't know if this is really a head coach issue. Like, if it seems like he could come in and be the most likable visionary you've ever met in your life. And to some of these guys, it just seems like Penn State is a chapter that they're ready to close. And I could be wrong about that, but it to me, it just seems like for at least some of them, it doesn't matter who the coach is.
Obviously, you're correct. It's not the new coach that they have an issue with. It's the athletic department, the administration. What I'm hopeful for is, Dustin, that this was their opportunity to make that declaration, to make it public, let people know that. Then when push comes to shove, all right, they've had their opportunity to vent, to talk about it, that they're frustrated, then decide, you know what, I do like the Penn State University. I like the campus. I like my friends. I like my teammates, you know, and I want to continue playing basketball with them. So I'm hopeful of that. Some other basketball news that came with this is Shrewsbury hired his first assistant coach, and that's Adam Fisher, who has a bit of a Penn State background, Dustin.
Yeah, Penn State grad. He did it the hard way, going from team manager, working up through video ops and recruiting ops, and I think he was the director of basketball operations. He really climbed the coaching ladder from the very, very bottom rung. And I know a guy who did the same thing, who ended up linking up with Fred Hoiberg and going with him to Iowa State and Nebraska. Like, it can be done. I think I find it very inspiring to have a team manager work his way up to be a basketball coach. And there's probably something to be said about that person, the fact that he's here. And Adam Fisher is relatively young. He's been in some high profile places, most recently at Miami. He has Pennsylvania roots. He had gotten to know Pat Chambers working with him at Boston U. To me, it seems like a really good hire who's got a good sense of the area, who's got some good recruiting connections that can benefit Penn State.
That would be a great help. And speaking of recruiting, we should mention there was a Purdue player by the name of Jameel Brown, who's from Philadelphia. Now, this is class of 22, who was a Shrewsbury recruit, decommitted from Purdue, a Pennsylvania guy. You know, keep your eye on him. Dustin, in the last 30 seconds we have, would be remiss if we didn't mention Penn State wrestling.
4-for-4 in the national finals. Is unbelievable what Cale Sanderson can do to have these guys ready and loose and feeling like themselves and competing at such a high level when the brightest lights are on them. I will forever be in awe of that, and trying to figure out how or why what they do over the course of the year makes these guys be so loose in a situation where you have something to lose. Penn State wrestlers go out there to win, where I think the natural inclination that you see from others is to wrestle, not to lose. And there's a big difference, and you saw it. Look out next year and beyond. This is a young team where all these guys are back.
Oftentimes you hear the expression, a winning culture. I think that's what you have with Penn State wrestling. It is definitely that, a winning culture. That is it for quarter number one in news and notes. Stick around. We're going to talk about the future of the quarterback depth chart. Stay tuned.
The tournament is in full swing, and DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting new customers in the center of action. Bet $1 on any tournament game, and if your team wins, you win $100. It's that simple. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and sign up using code KSN. That's code KSN for a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
In a world of over 100 hard seltzers swimming in a sea of sameness and mediocrity, a hero emerges. Introducing Seagram's Hard Seltzer, the greatest of all time. So go ahead, awaken your taste buds and bring the thrill back to bubbles with fruit-infused flavor combinations that are refreshingly new and deliciously different. Seagram's Hard Seltzer. Kick it with the GOAT.
Flavored malt beverages. Enjoy responsibly. The Seagram Beverage Company, Rochester, New York.